After I interviewed my family, I stayed in China for a month to travel around by myself for the first time. I'd gone sightseeing in the past, to the Three Gorges, to Yellow Mountain, Mount Emei, Jiuzhaigou, Xi'an, but always with family who had planned everything, bought the tickets, and figured out the routes. As an adult, I had traveled alone in several foreign countries in which I'd felt confident figuring things out independently, but I still felt a sense of unease in China, like a child who doesn't know how to take the train by herself, and this was the feeling I wanted to overcome. I welcomed in the new year with a friend in Nanjing. Alone, I traveled through Hangzhou and Suzhou. These days, the logistical hurdles for a tourist visiting China are complex and ever-changing. For one, everyone uses Alipay. If you have Alipay, the whole world of modern China is spread out at your feet. Train tickets, taxis, bike shares, late-night food delivery. But it's very difficult to register for Alipay as a mere tourist, and it's getting harder and harder to use cash. I had to get around this difficulty by using my mother's smartphone, which is linked to her Alipay account. Because it was her identity, with her name listed, and not mine, I couldn't use the account to buy train tickets, which have names printed. At the station, I had to line up at a separate window to get my paper tickets, instead of just scanning a code with my phone. I was acutely aware of how outside the system I was. Once, a friend asked me, "How good are you at passing?" That is, passing as Chinese Chinese, not Chinese American. I wanted to pass. But like the many Asian Americans who, like me, have tried to go back to the motherland and find a place there, I could never pass for long. The China I know the best is my grandparents' China. It's an old China, with rusty bicycles and motorcycle fumes, sweaty street vendors and dusty convenience stores, where as children we took ice cream from the coolers. Trains were slow, and everything could be haggled over. While traveling around by myself as an adult in the new China, I couldn't escape the feeling that much of what I was experiencing was a novelty. I paid for groceries via QR code. In Hangzhou, I ordered by pointing at the food other people were eating. I was reminded that despite my family connection, China was a separate world to me, and I was a tourist like so many other expats in the country.